Sportscast. What's up, sports fans? Welcome to KFR Sportscast. It's your boy, Big Sexy. We got my boys, Brian Gilbert, BG. We got the heel, Jacob Bradley, and we got Mr. Philip Domino himself. How you doing today, Phil?
Doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, bud. We're happy to have you back. All right, man, we're going to get right into it. We got a couple of early games. We got the Thursday night game and another London matchup this week. So we're going to get right into the Thursday night matchup, and we're going to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going into Philadelphia. So we'll start with the guest of the hour, Philip Domino. We're gonna go with what he's got on this matchup.
Yeah, well, I'll keep it short. I don't see any possibility that the Eagles win even at home. You know, it could be close. You know, Thursday night games, weird things happen, but in my experience with Thursday night games, typically the better, more prepared team wins on Thursday nights. I mean, you can just look at it on paper and you know who that resides with.
Right.
I'm going to take the Buccaneers, I would say by like 10 points. I mean, the Eagles will keep it respectable. I mean, their game against the Chiefs, I thought they were going to get blown off, and they didn't. They kept it respectable. Lost by double digits, but still kept it respectable. And I see the same for this week.
All right. We'll go with Mr. The Heel.
Oh, yeah. I have similar sentiments. Philadelphia has played some good football in a lot of games. And this, you know, maybe they could win this game. But I just don't see it. Tampa Bay, you know, other than, you know, getting, you know, crushed by the Rams, have been playing some good football. You know, Tom Brady's got his thumb thing going on, but I think he'll be okay. You know, their defense is a little sketchy. Clearly, we've talked about this a lot. So that's why I feel like Philadelphia can hang in the game, because when Jalen Hurts plays against bad defense, he can play pretty well. He can sling it with them. I think it is going to be a 3-point game. Tampa Bay wins, but do not sleep on Philadelphia. There's a real chance they could win this game.
Yeah, I honestly think that the spread in this game is pretty favorable, especially to Philadelphia at home. I feel like they could cover the spread. Brian, you said the spread was 7.5.
Seven.
Yeah.
Seven.
I feel like Philly could cover the spread in this one. Me and Phil were actually talking about it in the group chat yesterday, and I really like this is one of the games that I was like, oh, this could be a lot closer than people think.
Now I'm going to interject here real quick. I just feel like Philadelphia's offense resides so much on how well the run game goes. Buccaneers defense against the run, we all know, is very good, probably top five in the NFL. I just feel like the Eagles are going to struggle to put up points. I don't care how banged up the secondary is for the Buccaneers. They rely on their rushing attack just as much.
Yeah, you got a point there. I feel like the reason why this game would be close more in Philly's favor, in my opinion, would be more on their defense slowing down Tampa Bay a little bit. I feel like they could give Tampa Bay some trouble, especially with their, you know, because they seem to generate pressure with just only rushing four at a time.
That's the key to beating Brady is not blitzing. Got to get the pressure on those standard looks.
Yeah, if you got a good dominant front four pass rush, you could really give him some trouble. And I mean, you know, that front four has been playing as good as anybody in the league this year, so. I honestly feel like this game could be. I don't think it's going to be as high scoring as people, you know, want to say it will be, because I just don't see it being over 40 points. So I'm going to go like I'll say 21-17 final score in Tampa Bay's favor, but still within the spread.
Yeah. So I do think you know, Philadelphia has been playing some good football as of late. I mean, as Phil had mentioned, I mean, they hung in there with the Chiefs, although the Chiefs haven't looked like the Chiefs this season. But yeah, I mean, they've hung in their games. I mean, you know, it's gonna be hard without Levante David on the field. I know Devin White is a great leader and everything, but I know Levante David is like our field general for our defense. I do think Philadelphia will cover the spread. I'm probably gonna go with Phil. I'm gonna go Bucks by 10, though. I don't want it to be a blowout for the sake of my wife.
In the game.
Right.
Yeah, don't you guys got like a tattoo bet going on or
yes,
something?
Yes, there is a tattoo bet. So every time that the Bucks and the Eagles play, there's always bets. And so the last time Tampa went to Philly, we were actually there. And the bet was, I told her she could have anything that she wanted in Philadelphia. Like, there was no price limit, anything that she wanted. The only thing I wanted, if Tampa Bay won, was a jersey. Ended up getting jersey and a long ride home after Tampa beat them 45-17. And then the last time they played, we had planned, it was in Tampa, and we had planned on going. It was the season after Philly had won the Super Bowl and Tampa had won 27-21. And I think that bet was just dinner because we had had our first kid. But yes, there is a tattoo bet for this one. That is, loser has to go to a tattoo shop and get one of those "you get what you get" tattoos. You pay them getting the little gumball machine, and whatever tattoo stencil comes out, that's what you get. So high stakes on this game for the betting aspect, for us at least. As far as fantasy, I mean,
kind of low key want to see Philly win though.
Butterfly,
like those generic butterflies people get as tramp stamps. I want it.
Yes, tramp stamp. Please, hashtag tramp stamp. Hashtag tramp stamp.
But yeah, I as far as if you want to talk about fantasy, I mean, Jalen Hurts has been playing really well. Devontae Smith is starting to come into himself. And especially with a banged up secondary. For Tampa, I mean, Devontae Smith could have a day. Dallas Goedert's going to be out, so if they're going to go tight end, it's obviously going to be Zach Ertz. And if they're going to get Miles Sanders involved, it's going to be in the pass game. I mean, because as Phil said, I mean, I know they had announced after the New England game going against Miami, Tampa Bay was the number one rushing defense in the NFL. 15th overall, which is we're improving, just not where we want to be yet.
That secondary, man. If y'all secondary was not as thin as it was, your defense would be like.
Yeah, I mean, we got Jamel Dean back last week, and he came up with a couple of big plays against Miami. You know, still looking for, you know, I'm still giving Richard Sherman some time to really acclimate to the system and everything. But yeah, losing Sean Murphy Bunting in the opener and Antoine Winfield Jr. a couple weeks ago. And now Levante David, I mean, it does hurt. As far as fantasy goes for the Tampa Bay side, I mean, we've said it over and over again. I mean, if it's not one receiver, it's another. Last week, you know, AB and Mike Evans got into the end zone twice each. Healthy Giovanni Bernard isn't a bad flex. I mean, he's used a lot in the passing game, especially in the red zone. So he's not a bad choice.
If it's set of buys, yeah.
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 But yeah, I mean, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, and AB are always solid.
So. Any word on Gronk coming back?
No, not yet. He's out for this game. I mean, with four cracked ribs and a punctured lung, I mean, he's going to be out for a good amount of time.
Yeah, it was always going to be tough for him to come back on the short week, too. I mean, I know he's been out for a little while now, but you after this, he gets 10 days, so it's more likely he comes back in the game after.
Right. And I could honestly see him coming back after the bye week. You know, give him as much possible time to heal. I mean, do we absolutely need him? Like, probably not. But he does help, and he gives, you know, Tom Brady that sense of security. So, but yeah, I'm taking Tampa Bay by 10.
All right. Well, that does it for the Thursday night game. Now we're going to go into the London matchup, and another poopy London matchup we got. Here we go. We got the Miami Dolphins going into London and playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. So, yeah, again, London fans, I'm sorry that you get the worst of our worst as far as our football teams go. If you're just rooting for the overall sport, I guess this is an okay game to root for, just to watch two teams play good old American football. But, I mean, if you're an actual diehard fan in London, then you're hating this game.
Hey, I feel like the Jaguars are London's team, man. They've been so crap. They go there every single year. They basically have a contractual agreement to play at least one home game there every year. I bet the fans love it. You know, they show up. You know, it doesn't matter how crap the matchup is, because it typically is. You're not going to waste a home game that's actually of substance in London. So, you know, that's London's team, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun fact, the Miami Dolphins were actually a part of the first ever London football game, too.
Yeah. You know who did they play?
Who they played?
The Giants.
Yeah, oh, that's why you know it.
The Giants. That's why I know that. Yeah, that's exactly the Giants won, too. I know that.
I'm sure the Giants didn't lose a home game on that either. That was definitely a Dolphins home game.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely a Dolphins home game. Anyway. Anyway, so yeah, I'll kick this one off. I feel like, honestly, I feel like this could be the first chance for Trevor Lawrence to actually get his first win. He had a really tough matchup against Tennessee last week. He played well. He played surprisingly well against Cincinnati a couple of Thursdays ago. I'm you know what? I'm going to take the home team Jaguars here. I'm going to take the Jaguars, and I'm going to say by 7. I'm going to say Jags by 7. All right, we're going to go ahead and give it to Mr. BG over there.
Oh God. So I do want to take Jacksonville. But rookie quarterbacks in London are 0-5. And Derek Carr in 2014 is the only rookie with a passing touchdown.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. So
not good football is gonna be played here, huh?
Yeah. Although there will be more Jaguars fans in London than are in Jacksonville. coming into this game, Miami is ranked last in almost every category that you could imagine. They're 31st in offense, 30th in defense, 30th in passing, 32nd in rushing. And it's crazy because yes, they played the Bucs last week, but at times they seem to have moved the ball pretty well. And on the flip side of that, Jacksonville is 21st in offense, 28th in defense, 27th in passing, and 6th in rushing. But I do think that Jacksonville will get their first win. I don't know about 7. I'm thinking more along the lines of 3.
All right. What do you got, buddy?
I'm going to take the Dolphins here. This is a must-win game if you're a Dolphins fan. I know Tua probably isn't going to start, and I don't think that if Tua is going to play, he solves all of the problems that the Dolphins have. Like Brian was saying, they're statistically not even just on offense. Like, that defense was respectable last year. Mm-hmm. Not the case this year. Tua's not going to solve all the problems. I mean, they have such little belief in Tua that they're trying to trade for a serial rapist out of Houston. So, obviously, management doesn't think Tua's the answer. I don't think so either. But I do believe that if the Dolphins want their season to even, like, last beyond 6 weeks, they have to get a win against Jacksonville. Jacksonville is the only team, I think I saw this on Twitter, I don't know specifically what it was, but I believe that the stat was, through five games in the Super Bowl era, Jacksonville is the only team to not have made a field goal through five games. They are utterly incompetent on every level of the game. Their coach is, I mean, thank God for John Gruden. If you're an Urban Meyer fan, take the heat off. I don't see them playing hard for Urban. I don't know, man, you know, going across the country, you know, going to a whole nother continent to play games. I think better team on paper wins. And I still believe, despite how badly they played recently, the Dolphins are the better team on paper, and they will win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so before we wrap it up here, I'm just going to go over some of the numbers.
Can I speak, cock boy?
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Go ahead, Jake. My fault. Well,
yeah, you're good. So now with this game, there's a lot of intangibles, and I'm seeing both sides of this fence. Because Miami has played up to some good teams. They played down to some it's hard to gather how they're going to play. And then also you think to yourself, oh, you know, Tua's back. If Tua comes back, do they improve? Are they even, like, close to better? Is that even a thing? On the Jacksonville side, I feel like Urban Meyer's, like, really lost this team. And it's going to be tough. But the way they played Cincinnati, you know, that gives you a little bit of hope. And you know, they got bested by a better Tennessee team. I feel like Trevor Lawrence is slowly getting better. You know, he's showing strides. Like, there's been a few moments where I'm like, wow, that was actually kind of impressive. Like, okay, maybe this kid's got a little something. I feel the game's going to be really close. It's really hard to pick a side on this, but I'm going to go with the London Jags. They will be the London Jags one day. We're just going to call them that at right now. In terms of fantasy implications, I think I can see, you know, neither of these defenses are very good. So you hopefully maybe see Myles Gaskin improve on what he did last week, and hopefully it wasn't fluky, but it probably was. In terms of, you know, it's kind of hard with the receivers to even, like, you don't even really know who's playing quarterback. So I might fade the receivers for Miami. Waddle might be a solid bet. Gesicki's been, you know, he's been good regardless. On Jacksonville side, maybe James Robinson, always look for him. Trevor Lawrence could have a good game too, because this Miami's defense has just regressed so bad. It's crazy. They were a really good unit last year, as you said earlier, Phil. And then also look out, you know, one of these Jacksonville receivers is going to do something, and I really hope it's Marvin Jones. But I'll take the London Jags.
Make the argument that if you're betting on either team for your fantasy team, you're in trouble.
Yeah, I would say so too, unless you're a James Robinson owner, because top five in rushing yards in the league.
Is he? Because I feel like they don't use him enough. I feel like they should build their foundation of their offense on this guy, and I feel like he's undercarried and undervalued every single week.
But I'm sorry. Their rushing offense is sixth. They're sixth in the league.
That's because of him.
I still believe he's top five as far as, like, individual running backs go. I believe.
I just really hope Jacksonville. Like, I know I just predicted them to win, but I really hope they do lose, because I want them to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers streak.
What streak is that?
So and Tampa Bay's first, you know, couple of years, they went 0-26.
But Lord, and
they're 0-22 now.
0-20.
Is it 0-20? Okay. Yeah, 0-20. So I need them to just keep losing, even though I just predicted them to win.
Yeah, that makes sense though.
You want to change your prediction there, bud?
I don't, because Miami is just so bad.
Like, I feel like the point, like, I really thought before the season, I strongly felt Miami would finish second again, but I'm, it's looking pretty New England over here. It's looking pretty
Patriots New England. Patriots are the only other team in that division that I feel like is a competent football team.
Yeah, that yeah. can actually play a game.
Yeah. To confirm that thing I said about James Robinson, he's actually 1, 2, 3, number 4. Amongst individual running backs in the league as far as rushing yards go. So
no, I still feel like
if you own him in fantasy, you're doing pretty good.
All right.
But yeah, that wraps up the early window of games. We're gonna hand it off to Brian, and he's gonna give us the little fill in for the end of the episode.
All right, guys. Well, as always, we appreciate you guys coming in and tuning in with us. We also appreciate Phil joining us. It's always nice to have him on and his knowledge and everything that he provides to the podcast. Make sure you guys like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hit the little bell so you can turn on those notifications so you know when these episodes come out. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at KFRSPRTSCast. And if you can't watch us, you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Anchor. Everywhere that you go, we can go with you. But as always, this has been BG Brian Gilbert, Big Sexy Jacob Rader, and the heel Jacob Bradley. And we will see you guys next time. Peace out.
Big Sexy out.